This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Going to be a fun day.
Already is.
I know. Let's keep it going. Keep it a little light today. It's a Friday and we got paid and I'll start out the segment by keeping it light.
You hadn't mentioned that what's going down tonight. Tulane in Memphis, big game.
I'm
where
off.
You watching? Or you got curfew?
No. I'm a grown man. By the way, speaking of curfew,
yeah,
found out that, you know, in the NBA, no team has a curfew on the road. It just doesn't exist. Trust me, there are no curfews.
So I can come back in at 3:30 in the morning.
How many times have you heard Draymond Green, Jordan, and all those guys talk about staying up till 5 and then playing? There's no curfew in the NBA. There is one, however, in the NFL.
I just want to go home.
Dude, there's a way to finesse the system. There's no way Kerr, there in New York, knows that Draymond's out to 3:30 or any, and that's okay.
Between you and me, who's the one who's traveled with the team?
You have.
Thank you.
But that was a while ago.
Steve Kerr does not have a bed check. There's not a bed check for NBA players.
Damn. Bed check.
Hey, I got a little message from somebody who we both know.
Oh, that's why God gave us names.
Ken Jennings.
My man, Mister.
Now, if you don't know Ken Jennings,
I know his brothers too, Kirk.
He's the brother of Keith Jennings,
yeah,
who played for the Warriors a long time ago, and he sent me this really cool poster from way back in the day. It was like a throwback poster, and then he said, "Hey, check out this throwback poster." Blah blah blah. He said it's back in the 90s. He says Da Guru was just figuring out the game back then. But he did turn into a baller of sorts. Three crying emojis.
Oh, man. Hey, that's my guy. We used to go to his house after the game, Stoddy. And you know his brothers. They were hoopers, yeah, too. Club, yeah, one.
For sure.
Hey, Mister was a bad dude. What college you go to? Well, of course you know.
I actually don't know where Keith went.
That was Middle Tennessee State.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Yeah, I don't.
That's my guy. Yeah. Did he say that? That's wow.
Let's get Guru in a good mood early. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara, and he's found something to agree with Guru on. Hey, Mike.
What's up? Hey, long time no talk, guys.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, wife and baby are good. Turned 9 months. She's crawling like a mofo now.
There you go, baby.
Name, please.
Raya.
Oh, like nice. That, Raya.
R-Y-A?
R-Y-A.
Nice.
Yep.
My man.
You mind if I ask what kind of name that is?
We honestly just went with until she was born, and we had it between that and Layla. after her grandmother's name, but she just looked like a Raya in that case, and it just really kind of flowed with our last name. So
wow, that's cool. Beautiful.
It just worked out in the end.
Sweet.
Yeah. But we use Layla for her. Yeah, we use Layla for her middle name to honor her grandmother.
That's nice. So, yeah, we did the same thing at our house.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say, Goo, I do agree with you. If we do beat the Rams,
man,
you know, we actually, I think we are in the playoff run. But I'm going to double down on that, and it's going to be Week 18. But you know, the Seahawks are no joke. We're going to have to also play around with the Seahawks. You know, I'm not even, unlike the Seahawks, you know, the Arizona Cardinals are a joke. So I'm really kind of looking at them as really not a true contender at this point with their record. But, you know, especially with divisional games, they do play harder in this case. But the Seahawks, especially with getting Shaheed now on that team, you know, their offense just got a lot more potent. So, you know, I mean, the Seahawks game is going to be very crucial, especially leading up to Week 18, especially depending on what the record is at that point, too. So even if they do lose to the Rams, you know, you have the Rams playing the Seahawks. I think it's like Week 15 or 16 or something like that. That's going to be a crucial game for the Niners, too, to be taking a look on. But the Seahawks in general, you know, that's a game that is a must win in that case. So, you know, that's really where I'm coming down to it. You have to beat the top two, other two contenders in the division, and that's where I stand on it, guys. Appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you, Mike, and congrats.
Raya. I like that. Yeah. East Tennessee State for
Mr. Close.
Jenner. Yeah, took them to the NCAA tournament three times.
About 300 miles apart, but yeah, it's fine. You're right there. You're right.
That's my guy, though, Stein. Yeah, right, he's a bad dude.
Not the Ken Jennings who hosts Jeopardy, by the way. This is Ken Jennings, who's a basketball player.
There's only one Jeopardy host, right?
Who?
Alex. I mean, he set that bar
he's passed.
So high. I know.
Oh, okay.
But he set that bar
The show keeps going.
But it don't hit the same to me.
Well, it's as popular as it's ever been.
This guy was once at a Reading, Pennsylvania. Who is Matthew Steinmetz? Yeah. Alex! Dude, go ahead, man. Dude, he was great.
There's only one place to go, and that's to Bobby in Los Altos.
Oh, man.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Sorry I missed your event. It sounds like it probably was the best one ever.
Bobby, it was the best one,
yeah,
for
Bobby,
sure.
Bobby, I'm doing roll call. I don't think you've made one.
You know, I was going to go to that one in San Jose at the mall.
Okay.
I made my way down to San Jose, but unfortunately, I got hung up, so I couldn't come.
We want to meet you, man. You family.
I just find it interesting. So you got in your car, you started driving to it with the intent of making it there, and then you got hung up.
Steiny, I made a quick stop before,
okay,
because I was early.
Gotcha.
And I'm not going to tell you where I ended up, but it was a little place near the airport where you get to bet money, and then
gotcha. I know where you're at.
Shout out Casino Matrix.
Look at you.
What do you got, buddy?
Trouble. Okay. So listen. In terms of that fill in the blank, the mindset changes from cautiously optimistic to irrational exuberance. Because on paper and on the field, you know the Rams are better. So if we win this one, I think it's going to become irrational exuberance. And, you know, we play the Cardinals after. We struggle against athletic, you know, that little athletic running guy, Kyler Murray.
Well, he's out, though. He's out.
He's
they
done.
Got Brissett. Yeah.
Exactly. He's done. So, Jacoby Brissett, I know we can handle him. So, we are going to be, if we beat the Rams, we're going to be 5-0 in the division. As you know, the two of our losses have been in the AFC, which mean nothing.
Right.
So, our one loss has been against a scrambling quarterback, Baker Mayfield, who is not chum. But he is an apex predator, and he made us look foolish. And then finally, can I just say this? I just want to bless you guys with some breaking news, because I'm going to break some knowledge off to you guys right now.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. On the Steiny and Guru show, I'm going to break off some knowledge. Brock is going to start, and he must start. And I'm going to tell you right now, the only reason Purdy is not on IR is because if Mac gets hurt, they need him as a backup. If we were 3-6 right now, I guarantee you Purdy would be having surgery. So you got to stop wondering when Brock will start. He ain't going to start because right now he is Mac's backup because of our record. And because of that, they're not letting him go on IR, and they're not letting him get the surgery because a 50% or 30% Purdy is still going to be better than 100% Adrian Martinez. No shade. I guess shade. No shade. And then don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about this. Oh, we got 350 million reasons or whatever phrase people say. That's a sunk cost fallacy. That does not matter. It don't matter. That money's gone.
Right.
So shout out John Maynard Keynes, the economist.
Oh, look at my man. I've got that reference.
Nice.
Purdy is backup. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love Bobby, but I don't agree, Stoney. I think my man is away. Now, go ahead. I'll let you react, but yeah.
Brock's going to start against the Rams. Don't you think?
No, we would already know that. It's Friday. You mean the Cardinals?
No, I'm just,
You mean Mac's going to start against, you said Brock.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mac's going to start against the Rams.
Yes, that's what you said, Brock.
And if he wins the game, he's going to start against the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals had you beat already at home when you were somewhat healthy. And I do have to say this, Brissett is in there, Stoney. And I just feel like their record, I get it. But the Cardinals are no punk, and I'm just saying nothing's going to be easy. But it's about the Rams, right? And again, Stoney, when does the other shoe drop and these injuries just catch up with you? Because in some cities and some teams, and maybe it's right on the horizon, Niner fans don't want to hear this, I'm being real. But like you said, Stoney, I don't expect them to beat the Rams, but what is the possibility? What if they do?
Then they're 7-3, and they control the division.
Wow.
I mean, that's what it means. And they would mean they're 7-3 and they've sustained a lot of injuries and still pushing along. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station, and always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios here in San Francisco.
Real quick, Snotty, Ernie Chavez made it last night.
Yes, he did.
Ernie.
Talked to Ernie for a little bit.
You buy him a drink?
No. The problem is you're talking to somebody for 3 minutes and you got to go back and sit down.
Yeah, I got you.
It's kind of frustrating. But anyway, here's my question. John Lynch was talking to the media.
Johnny.
And he said, essentially, they can do a lot of different things. If Brock's not ready, they'll keep going with Mac. If Brock's ready, they can play him. If Brock's not quite 100%, they might activate him to be a backup. That's the one that I think is one worth discussing.
I don't like hearing that, but go ahead.
If Brock, John Lynch allowed for the possibility that they could, that Brock Purdy could be the backup when he comes back, he would back up Mac Jones, and the reason would be Mac Jones is healthier right now than Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy can function at a certain percentage, but not quite as good as Mac Jones in their mind. And so, as of now, Brock Purdy would be the backup.
I don't like that at all. There's one lead singer, and I need clarity. I need to know that if the only reason he's not starting now is because of health, and that's what Kyle said earlier this week, there's nothing to see here, and I'm taking him at his word, then why would he be in another role? Why would he be on the drums and not lead singing? And all that boils down to me is that was just lip service from Kyle. If Brock can be a backup, he can be a damn starter. Because when you're the backup, you're one damn play from going out there. So what am I missing unless you're right and take the victory lap, but we'll never really truly know that they want this Mac thing to continue. And I don't buy that. That's why I guess I just get frustrated, not just from John or anybody or any fan alluding to the fact, oh, he'll be backup. If that means he's ready. And if he's ready, this is his team. You just paid them. And I know.
Sunk cost, according to Keynes. the economist.
Man. I don't like Steiny.
What if the rationale is simple? Brock's 80%. He's not quite there. Mac's a better quarterback, healthy, than Brock at 80%. But Brock at 80% is way better than Martinez. So at this point, we believe Mac Jones, because of Brock's injury, is ahead of him, and Mac will start. And the minute Brock is healthy enough to show us he's the better quarterback because of his health, he will get his starting job back.
But I'm treating Brock, I get you, like fine china. If you're 80, that's not sufficient. That's not good enough. We got an investment with you. We got to think about the future. And if you're 80%, we don't need you even dressed. Because if you go out there and re-aggravate it at 80, now we're talking about super negligence, and we've done it once, where we let him come back too soon. Well, so, Stein, if he's 80, I need him to be 100.
Well, if Mac Jones gets hurt, what are you going to do?
Martinez, okay. That's your reality. Or do you go risk and just play quarterback Jeopardy, a roulette with 80% Brock Purdy? And who's to say he wasn't 85 when he came into that Jacksonville game, and look how he performed?
I don't think it's a big deal.
Mm.
I feel like, is it possible two things can be true? Brock's the franchise quarterback, but right now Mac's better because Brock's not healthy. So we're going to keep playing Mac until we think Brock's healthy enough.
What if that's not till next season?
Then it's not till next season.
So don't have him as backup.
But if they lose, I think what they're saying is if they lose Mac Jones, it's over then without Brock Purdy. Like, it's just
flat out
over. But
didn't you think that when Jimmy and Trey got hurt and Brock came in?
Well,
I got you, but come on now, that's how he was born.
You're going to ask lightning to strike twice?
I appreciate that, but I don't want to jeopardize the future of Brock. So if he's backup, have the doctors and everybody got in the room and said, oh, no re-aggravation sensation? That's not a possibility at 80%.
I think it's going to be a possibility for re-aggravation this week, next week, in a month,
in 3 months.
And that's
why I was saying B's knees might be onto something. You know, we have these discussions and we play these clips, but there's just something eating at me, Steiny. Like, I would not be super duper shocked if we haven't seen the last of Brock Purdy.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
And I got to go.
Time's running out, partner.
Well, Kyle Shanahan said he expects Purdy to play this year. I mean, he keeps talking about him making progress. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're waiting for Mac Jones to lose a game to bring Brock Purdy back. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's not an idiot. He knows this game's going to be really hard. He knows Brock Purdy hasn't played in a month and a half. He knows it's going to be a tough game regardless. So,
I mean, if you're Brock, though, wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want the top challenge? Like, if you come back and beat the Rams, it's like, yeah, the hell with what he – nobody will say it. But, you know, I'm back, baby.
Well, this is where I think we need to understand that Brock Purdy's not Lamar Jackson. He's not. Like, he thinks he's ready to come back. It's not his decision. It's Shanahan's decision. So, and again, the way – and I'm kind of with Bobby here with the – but you paid him. Yeah, that's right. It's gone. That money's gone.
Mm.
So you're going to pay him as long as he's on the roster. But does that mean he's got
him.
A quarter? Does that mean he's got a quarterback when he's not as good as the guy who's playing right now because of injury? I mean, the 49ers may be saying, yeah, we're not playing Brock Purdy because of the contract. Like, we don't want to mess it up.
Well, I would. I keep going to R. Kelly and Jay-Z, the best of both worlds, Donnie. And that's what the Niners have. And if I got an investment, a future investment, because that's what Brock is in regard to that contract we just gave him, why the hell would I just put him on ice, make sure we do our super due diligence, just heal, and the energy behind that and the hot mustard behind that mindset is we're technically not losing anything on the football field now with the great job Mac Jones is doing. So why would I risk bringing back my Ferrari when it can stay in the shop, get more attention, rest, no miles on it, think about next year because that's what teams do, and just ride out this Cinderella season thus far with Mac Jones.
What if Mac Jones gets hurt?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
See, I feel like if Mac Jones gets hurt, then Purdy's the quarterback.
And then what if he gets re-hurt?
Well, then the season's shot anyway. Then you lost two quarterbacks and two of your best defensive
Stoney,
players.
Why do I feel like you're saying, and maybe it's the front office of the Niners, but it feels like you're willing to sacrifice Brock if Matt got hurt. My thing is, okay, if
no,
Brock
John can, Lynch is. Not
if,
me.
If Brock can go not in me. When Matt gets hurt, Brock could be playing from the get-go.
Right, but he's not as good as Mac right now because he's hurt. Like, it would be like if Brock Purdy came out of a game this past week, and they were like, he's got a knee soreness. Yeah. He's day-to-day. He's questionable. Okay, he's questionable. Now he's questionable on Friday. Well, with a sore knee, Mac Jones is better than
but
Brock
when
Purdy.
Does that go away?
When Brock's knee, or whatever exactly. His injury is, when he proves to somebody on that staff, or maybe a doctor, that he can run like he normally runs.
And all I'm saying to you, I hear that, and I'm laughing because some agree, some disagree, Steiny. If it's me, if Brock is not 100, he's not my backup. That's how much we got invested in him.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And you might be right. Season over, something happened to Mac. But I'm not sacrificing or throwing. Shout out Ant-Man in Minnesota. I'm not throwing him to the wolves, man.
Where are 49er fans on this one? If John Lynch was talking about the quarterback situation and suggested it's within the realm of possibility. He didn't say he was going to do it, but he said, yeah, it's possible that Brock could come back and be a backup to Mac Jones if he's not fully 100%. But, I mean, what if – here's the way I have a feeling. Maybe Kyle Shanahan looks at it. And keep in mind, like, Kyle Shanahan has presided over a team that's had a lot of injuries. So I think it might be as simple as this. You know, Brock's still 80 to 90%. And because of that, Mac's a better quarterback than Brock Purdy right now. He's practiced better. He's still the starter. We hope to get Purdy back totally healthy and get him back in there. But today's not the time. However, we have seen Brock enough to know his 80 or 90, he's better than Martinez. So right now, Mac's our best quarterback. Brock's our second best quarterback because of the situation, and Martinez is third, and so Brock will be a backup this week. Is it, like, I get that that's a simple explanation, but I'm not saying Guru doesn't have a point.
Yeah, because the 707, this hit me, Stein. I feel like you typed it. Guru, you're lacking nuance in this quarterback conversation, and that hurts, but it doesn't hurt because I feel like I'm on Nuance Island in regard to, I would just follow up, Steiny, to what you just said, is what number did they think Brock was at when he started the Jacksonville game? And maybe he was at 100 and that was just a bad performance, but he felt something after the game. I guess, partner, I'm a slave to the contract and to Brock Purdy being the beauty pageant winner. He's the quarterback winner of the future. We paid him. I'm not letting his ass go out there with this type of injury at 80, 85, 88, 90. I'm just not. And well, maybe I'm wrong, and something happens to Mac, but I do not believe if Mac wins this game, then he's so far from them saying, hey, Brock's healthy, but Brock, he's so hot right now, you're not getting the gig back. I think Kyle's going to give the keys right back to Brock if he declares himself or they declare him healthy enough.
Yeah, I just, if...
They really beat the Rams, man.
Yeah, exactly. They beat the Rams.
My God.
Again, let's see Kyle Shanahan make a quarterback change after they beat the Rams, if in fact they beat the Rams, which of course is going to be a tough game.
They got revenge on their mind.
888-957-9570 is the number. Would you be okay with Brock Purdy if he's not 100% being the backup to Mac Jones? 888-957-9570. And I'm kind of with Zeb Bates here on the YouTube chat.
What did he say?
Couldn't you make a case that nobody's 100% in the NFL? So we'll talk about it on the other side. 888-957-9570. And it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, 49ers, L.A. Rams Sunday. And I think we're all operating under the assumption that Mac Jones will be the starting quarterback. And the question, has stayed for a few weeks, is when is Brock Purdy coming back?
If he's coming back.
I want to cut to the chase here.
Shout out, Steph. Cut to the chase, Chase Center. That beat got you. That's bad. Give me a one on that. But just, hey, I'm my bad partner.
All right. And what was I getting? Oh.
Cut to the chase.
Matt Nahegian believes.
Happy birthday.
And that's all that matters because he's the boss. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, what do they say? Finally said the quiet part out loud. You know, y'all are gutless. Y'all want to try to play it safe. And Orlovsky's like, enough of that.
There is a brewing quarterback controversy, competition, ooh, whatever you want in San Francisco. Ooh, Brock Purdy, really good player. Mac Jones has been absolutely sensational in his time.
He has
doing
been
it with chaos. People that have been beat up, stars and perimeter players that haven't been healthy. He's been knocked around, yet this team somehow, even with all those injuries, is still in the playoff race, and it's because of the quarterback play. There's a quarterback controversy brewing in San Francisco.
I love Dan Orlovsky, Stoney, I do, but you're just what we used to do in sales when we weren't going to hit our quota. You're just throwing stuff up against the wall. It's all there, but the coach just came out and told you, Danny, it's not that. And I don't believe Brock is ever going to be healthy enough. I hope I'm wrong, Niner fans, to retake the keys back from Mac. But there's only a problems when Brock says I'm ready to go and they keep him out, which I don't think Kyle. I think told us.
You ready for this? It may have happened already.
See, so you think it's a cover up?
I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that Orlovsky has information where he thinks, yeah, Brock's healthy enough to play right now.
Wow.
So if he knows that, then we do have a controversy because the organization's saying one thing and doing the opposite. So
yeah.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Man, I'm confused like you guys and everybody else.
Me too.
You know, just I don't remember ever being part of a 6-3 season and having so many questions.
Man,
like they just it doesn't make any sense. And let's tack this one by one. Now with Brock, let me ask you guys: if you're dealing with turf toe, if you walk out the bed and you feel discomfort, wouldn't you just shut it down? Why has he been limited the last 3 weeks if he's still dealing with discomfort?
I'm with
assuming
you.
That's what's going on. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Add the whole Ricky Pearsall when in September Kyle said, you know, it's not a big deal. And here we are 5 weeks later. Ayuk, he's going to say at some point he's going to open the practice window, but the clock is ticking. I mean, he's going to need a few weeks of practice if he's really seriously about, you know, playing on the field. I just think how they're handling the media aspect of it, and on top of that, the trade deadline inactive. Like, I just feel so uninspired by this group right now. They don't seem to know what they're doing. I think these are all easy fix. And look, I'm not a GM. I'm not a coach in the NFL. But you know what, boys? I got common sense. And how these guys talk to us, like, they feel like us as fans or people that cover or watch the game, like, we can't see what's going on. And again, back to Brock, all you got to do, if he's not 100%, sit him down, put a boot on until you're 100%. And that will kill all the noise.
Yeah.
This limited practice over, you know, Ricky and Ayuk and Brock, they've been close since September, since school started. And that's what Lynch said. It's like he says the same thing every week. Oh, we're getting close. They're out there busting the butt. They went like, bro, enough of the word salad talk. We can see what's going on. Ain't nobody close. Because you can't be close for 5 weeks. Either you're healthy or not. In the case of Brock, either shut him down until he's 100%, and that would shut down all the questions. Stop limiting him. If you limit in practice, people are going to have questions. And I'm sure they're tired of answering those questions. So, again, it's just, to me, it's like they don't seem to be competent. You know, that's from my standpoint. So I'm curious to see what you guys got to say about that.
Appreciate the call, first of all.
Yeah, that was real.
I mean,
but he's frustrated with the uncontrollable. Go ahead.
But the reason they haven't put Brock on the IR is because I'm sure when they thought about putting him on, they didn't want to have to rule him out for 4 weeks. And
aren't you getting tired of the games every week?
But see,
listening to Kyle say he's close.
There are no games inside the building. I don't think.
What about the one you possibly suggested with we may be watching the Dan Orlovsky's thing to where you said it might already be taking place
behind closed
doors where Brock's ready to go, but they want to run with Mac.
Right. Then there is an issue with that. But I don't really have a problem with handling it the way they're handling it, because it's clear that Purdy
is not ready to me.
Well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. Is it clear to me that he's not ready? To me, I can't say that. It seems clear to me that Shanahan thinks Mac is better right now. And so, like,
or more healthy,
exactly. And it doesn't matter if Purdy's 80 or 90%.
And to his point, great call. Some are calling it a soft call, but he's frustrated. But don't let Ayuk frustrate you. That was a horrific knee injury he suffered, Stoney. ACL, MCL, the other tendons. Like, that thing was bad. And I'm just wondering, again, you could say, oh, Goo, you're playing with scared money. if you just write this one off. I'm not robbing Ayuk of coming back, but don't be frustrated because that's the one. If you look at what he tore in his knee, I mean, it's almost incredible that he's coming back at all, but let that one slow play. And then, like you said, Steiny, if this thing just beats him the turf toe, because that's what I'm gaining more respect by the day and the week that Brock's out. And when you bring up Patrick Willis and Deion Sanders and all these others that had it, Lorenzo Neal, Baldinger, they're telling you this thing is crippling. So maybe there's nothing to see here, Olasky, because Brock's just not ready to go. And that's what I truly believe.
Okay.
And Steiny, I'm wondering how many more games have they got? 8 weeks? I'm wondering, is it really going to be any better in 4 weeks? I wouldn't be surprised if we've seen the last of Brock this year and you ride out Mac.
It's possible. I just look at the situation as, and I'll tell you this right now, so we've been talking about the quarterback situation for a while.
Yeah.
And there are people out there that like Brock Purdy. I know people out there that like Brock Purdy a lot the last couple years, and they're fine with Mac right now. So here's the bottom line. And I don't think Kyle Shanahan would do this. But the reality of the situation is the controversial move right now would be to bring Purdy back Sunday. That, I believe, as many fans as Purdy has, I believe 49er fans in general want Mac to continue quarterbacking until we are either 150% sure Purdy is good, or until Mac Jones starts showing that Brock Purdy's definitely better than him. That's where I think we're at. And the path of least resistance for Kyle Shanahan right now,
that's my phrase,
may also be the best way to play it. And that is keep playing Mac. And I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the case this Sunday against the Rams.
Have they said officially it's Mac?
I'll check.
Oh, thanks.
That's our guy, Pasta. He is out today, vacation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like, it would be hard. It would be harder and possibly detrimental. It would be harder, possibly detrimental, and more controversial at this point if Brock quarterbacked Sunday.
Not officially.
Okay.
Now, was to that point, Stani, if I get, again, you said, Goo, you can lose your job to injury.
Well, you can't. Stop that, Goo.
No,
of course you can.
But for this take, okay. I'm giving you, saying you're right.
I got you.
What's the controversial part if you say our lead singer's ready to go?
Like, his voice still cracking a little.
Now, wow.
He still can't get through a whole concert.
Okay, but Stoddy, I got to say this, and I mean it. Mac, the Niners are winning these games. Mac's not playing linebacker. He's not kicking extra. He's not doing it all. He's playing the quarterback position. So why are you so hell-bent on what the group does? It feels like you're giving Mac all the credit for that. So
he gets a lot of it. He's a quarterback. Get the most.
But wouldn't you give
Purdy got
and
all
let's
the
just
credit.
Say we weren't
you,
in the
How
bank.
Many times have you said, oh, Purdy got into the Super Bowl? Okay, well, Mac Jones has him winning.
No, but that comes with the territory. Like well, that's the winning record for the quarterback that you would
well,
you remember
just
you,
said,
Evan and I were
is
talking
it fair
about.
To say that they're 5-2 because of Mac Jones? I mean, we throw away the line all the time that Brock Purdy got him to Super Bowl. Brock Purdy got him to a conference finals. So you gotta give Jones credit.
I guess I'm just blown away, Stani, that you say controversial when it's the starting quarterback coming back. So what would be your biggest fear? That Brock wouldn't be the best version of Brock or he wouldn't be good as Mac? Like that,
both. And here's the other thing. I think we can all. Here's the thing that I think we can't believe it, but it probably goes into the equation. Okay, Purdy's making $45 million,
right.
And Jones is making $5 million, and Purdy's our franchise quarterback, so we have to put him in there.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Or this. You know what? Two things can be equally true. Brock Purdy can be the franchise quarterback, but he's not Lamar Jackson, and he's not one of the big boys. And so he's our franchise quarterback, but we happen to have a backup that's almost as good as him. And so the bottom line is, yeah, Brock's our franchise quarterback, but when he's not 100%, we got a guy who's better. And so we're playing the guy who's better right now. And Brock's still our franchise quarterback. It's still his team, sure.
I guess when you say it like that and somebody's your franchise quarterback, you never really truly get to where they're at. It's I'm ready. Thanks. Hold my beer, Mac. I got control. I am the captain, James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. This is my show. This is my ship.
Well, it's not. It's Kyle's. See, that's the other thing that I think we really got to acknowledge. It's Kyle's team. It is not Purdy's team. It's Kyle's team.
So what did you make of Kyle's comments earlier in the week, Stani, about there's nothing to see here when Brock's ready to go, he'll be back?
I thought it was genius. I thought it was the perfect thing he could say because he affirms that Purdy's the starting quarter or the franchise quarterback or the team quarterback, but he also allowed, I'm the coach, and I will determine what I think Brock Purdy is in terms of health.
Man.
So he, like, I thought it was, he's the coach. He can do and say whatever he wants, but I think he set the table for the Mac Jones. I can go with Mac Jones for as long as I want right now. That's just my opinion. What do you guys think at 888-957-9570? Let's go to Scooter in Danville. What's up, Scooter? How you doing,
Barry?
Buddy?
Nah, I think Scooter.
Probably.
Yeah.
How many scooters
What's
are there?
Guys? What's up, guys? Sorry I missed you guys in Pleasant Hill last night. Sounded like you had a good time.
Yes, we did,
it was really
Scooter.
Fun. Really fun, Scooter.
I would have loved to get a chance to see all of you in one spot. That's a rarity. But I've just been listening to what you're saying, and I wanted to add, I totally agree with you, Steiny. He is the franchise quarterback, but that doesn't mean you have to play him. And actually, because he's the franchise quarterback, I wouldn't play him unless he was 100% because he's that valuable.
Mm.
And if you're an athlete and you're hurt and you have an injury that's like this, that's nagging, you want to play. Believe me, he wants to be out there. But the problem is that when you go out and play, you're going to be judged just like you are 100%.
Yeah, facts.
Because if you go out there and stink it up, everybody else is going to get mad at you. They're going to say you shouldn't have come out or you're not that good. So Brock has nothing to gain by going out there before he feels 100% confident that he could be the Brock Purdy that everybody knows.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
I'm kind of with you there, Scooter. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you as always. And don't be a stranger.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wish we'd have ran into him. But Steiner, he said he agreed with you, but also, I don't want to throw myself into it, but he agreed with what I had ran by you. Brock Purdy, for me, is not touching the field until he's 100% healthy. That's just it. So you're not going to be back up at 90. You're not going to be back up at 80. But he floored me, Scooter did, with the, it's real and it's what we do. Nobody cares. Everybody has a story. You go back on that field, Brock, just like Jacksonville, nobody cares about your toe. They're going to come at you, the Jackals, as if you are 100%.
Of course. Welcome to the NFL.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why.
And they tried it against Jacksonville. I don't believe he was 100. Or maybe he thought he was 100 getting out of bed.
And that's why, to me, Kyle Shanahan is going to continue to roll with Mac Jones. It's okay.
I have a dog in the fight. I'm just, if somehow they get to 7-3, Steiny, I need somebody to really go find me the wounded MLB team, NHL team, NBA team.
So are you ready to proclaim this is the most injured team in the history of sports to go 7-3?
I guess that's where I want to plant my flag, because it's too far to say they're in the playoffs because they're not. But do you think I'm being somewhat of a homer, because we know I don't have that part to my DNA about – no, Steiny, they've lost their starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost their middle linebacker, their Mike linebacker, Green Dot.
Mm-hmm. And they lost their schedule
only –
They got listen, okay. I mean, look, I don't want to be this guy. But
you are.
The bottom line is they were like just like the NBA, I think. I'm not saying they didn't deserve it. I'm not saying they stink, but I think they were really fortunate they got to play the Rams and the Seahawks early in the season. Mm. And they took advantage of it.
Right.
And why did they take advantage of it? Because both those teams really kind of blew it.
Those are facts.
Okay. So you
it happens in sports though, Steiny.
Right, but I don't look at those two wins over I don't look at them as losses because they're 6-3. I don't look at them as, wow, those were dominant wins. No, they were nice wins early in the year, and what they've done
is put you in position, right?
But you still got 8 games left. Now, here's the beauty. 4 of the teams probably stink. So, like, we can't hide from the fact that we talked about this before they ever played a game, that there was a chance that they could win their fair amount of games, but nobody's going to give them a ton of credit because of their schedule. And so we'll never really know over the course of the year how good they are until and unless they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think we're right in the middle of that right now.
Hard to argue that. And I was one of those that, you know, NFL to me is one of the most beautiful aspects to the league is I believe you can go worst to first, and we see it more like we saw Minnesota last year where Darnold do what they did in Tampa Bay, and you know you could come from anywhere. But the bottom line is they won those games when they did, and I hear you. But, man, if somehow they could pull this off, or is this when you got to return the glass slippers? And Niner fans don't want to hear that. I'm not making excuses. But at some point, the bill comes due, and you say, well, Goo, what's the bill?
Yeah, what is it?
The bill is the injury bill. When you lose your dudes, there's a price, and the Niners have yet to pay that price. And I don't want to look past the Rams, but Brissett with Arizona, you give him time. Harrison Jr. is getting the ball, and they're throwing that ball around. There's not a game on this schedule with the way that the Niners are what they don't have at their disposal. I'm not being negative. I mean, man, anybody is going to be hard. And it starts with Matt Stafford and the Kevin Costners. And the reason I bring him up, they want revenge of that game that they just gave away a Thursday a couple months ago.
Okay.
And they need it for the math because they want the Niners. I know they're ahead of them in the last column, but man, but again, if I see you Monday and we're talking about 7-3, Stoney, I'm just going to be – I'm blown away.
See, I'm not blown away because I've watched every game this season. And, Steiny, how are they 6-3? Well, I know how they're 6-3. We watched every game. They got a couple big breaks against the Rams and against the Seahawks. Then they took care of business in a bunch of games that they should have. And then they won a game and lost a game maybe that you don't think they should have. And that's why they're 6-3. Are they as good as the team from 2 years ago? No. How about 3 years? No. But they might be better than last year's team, which had a lot of injuries. But we gotta find out.
Chris A's in the chat saying, Goo, what are you talking about? That the injuries might catch up to you, Chris A. That's all. And we knew this. They have not because you are 6-3. Yeah. Things have become a bit more difficult. But I'm just saying, if the Rams come out here and win by 2 touchdowns, nobody's coming in here throwing microphones or Niner fans giving up on the season. It just might be like, okay, that was the first of hopefully not many examples of we can't overcome everything.
I mean, if they lose by 2 touchdowns and turn it over 4 times and, you know, lose 42-27.
You're still 6-4.
They can get ripped if they look terrible. Mm. You know, and here's the other thing. And look, it's going to be a hard game against the Rams. I'm sure they've accepted that they could lose it. All right,
I get that.
So fine. Let's. If we lose to the Rams, we'll go back to Purdy. That's really, I think, also what we're talking about. If the Rams beat us, perfect time. Let's go back to Brock Purdy. And we can avoid all the...
Yeah. And I know we're up against... I got to ask you this, a doctor question, because either of us are not. Shout out Julius Irvin. The bottom line is, just in regard to the prognosis for the turf toe with Brock Purdy, with what you said, you watched every game. And we watched all the games Brock hasn't participated in. We saw and think it was a setback, the Jacksonville game. But, partner, I've been around a few blocks. If you're telling me in 2 more weeks or 3 more weeks, this toe is going to be all of a sudden wholly healed and there's no pain, I might have land in Union City for you to
sell. It's not, no, Goo.
I believe this thing is going to ride with him and be with him until this football season's over.
Well, how do you know that? It's just your feeling.
And I'm also watching him miss work.
Nobody thinks he's missing work. Right. Nobody thinks he's going to wake up in 3 weeks and it's like, oh, my God, it's better.
Right.
They're saying it's getting better now.
But there's a risk involved to Scooter's point if you run him back out there.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how serious the injury is. If they think it's really bad, then shut him down. I'm just telling you that
my point is I think we're getting closer to that.
I have no idea. Yeah. But here's the thing you got to keep in mind. You can't shut him down. Because if you shut him down, then if something happens to Mac Jones, your season is gone. It's over.
But your future's over if you run him out there at 80-85%.
He gets hurt again, then he gets the surgery, and he's fine next year. Seriously. I mean, these guys are football players. The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11. It's at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk. to the stadium and back. Go to 957thegame.com. First come, first served. Remember, last game filled up very quickly, so if you want to jump on that shuttle, once again, go to 957thegame.com. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about the way the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan have handled this quarterback situation with Purdy's injury and Mac Jones? Let's talk about it on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.